Now, as far as the whole DJ Who Kid incident, how did that make you feel when you heard it? How did you find out about it? How did it all get squashed? Because I understand he went on Twitter saying he was going to cancel the mixtape.
I first got wind of it. I was on the way to the studio to do Bad Season. You know what I mean? To finish stuff, and I heard it. Somebody called me. One of my fans called me. They called me and said, "Who Kid just called you the king of the white trash fans that love him?" I'm like, "What? White trash, huh?" So I'm going to the studio. I'm pulling to the studio, and then I hang up from them, and I call Travis, and I say, when Travis answered his phone, he said, "What's up, king of the white trash?" I was like, "Damn, you know about it, huh?" I was like, "Damn, man, it's fucked up." You know what I'm saying? It's like, he fucked up. You know, he really, he said some stuff he really didn't understand. You know, sizzling. And I thought about it. I was like, oh, that put me in the hot seat because he just called my fans something. You know, he just made a statement saying that that's what he thought. You know, he never been to a Tech N9ne show. He never... You know what I'm saying? He met me like twice, maybe. I met him in passing in New York, XM Radio, Sirius Satellite Radio. You know, I was doing the Angela Yee show.
Right.
Angela Yee show, and he was in the hallway. I'm like, "What's up? I said, I'm going to see you in Kansas City in like a week." He's like, "Yeah, let's go." And then the second time I met him was in the studio in Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? He was a cool cat, everything. But, you know, I was taking it hard at first. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, why'd he do that? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, even if he thought that the fans of white trash from what he's seen, I don't know what he's seen on the YouTube or the shows. I don't know if he's ever been in our world. I don't know. But, like, even if he felt that way about what he's seen, you know, so you ain't supposed to say it out front. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't supposed to say that. You know what I'm saying? These people are white trash. But as I got to thinking, I think what can't become fun. 50 Cent's DJ, you also 50 Cent, Eminem, and Kid Rock, and they always say they're white trash, or they, you know what I'm saying, they represent that.
Right.
When they fans won't have a problem with it. So I was thinking that maybe he felt like we have the same fans. And I don't know if we have the same fans. I don't know if Eminem fans are. I mean, I would assume that Eminem fans like my music. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm totally blinded over here. I don't know who knows what, and he's totally blinded. He don't really know about Tech N9ne. That was the whole thing. That was the whole purpose of us hooking up together. You know what I'm saying? Is to introduce each other to each other's world. You know what I'm saying? Over there on the East Coast, he can break us in over there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we got a following on the East Coast. Don't get me wrong, but they said that Who Kid can enhance it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I had no idea that Who Kid needed my fans. You know what I'm saying? When I think of Who Kid, I'm 50 Cent DJ. He said, he don't need nothing. So when he said, you know, he's trying to get those fans, those white trash people that love him, I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? He don't know that he can't say that in this world. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what my fans call themselves. My fans call themselves technicians. They call themselves juggalos and juggalettes. They call themselves cotton up kings and queens. You know what I'm saying? So I've never heard of white trash. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and a lot of people got, you know, they come to me and they say, he meant the juggalos. I'm like, wow, just because he said white trash, he meant the juggalos. But they don't understand that a lot of these motherfucking juggalos, man, you know what I'm saying, they don't come from broken homes and shit like that. They spend the most motherfucking money in merch. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers, I know some of the richest fucking juggalos, you know, just because they paint their face and they go to the gathering of the juggalos and everybody's sweaty for 5 to 4 days because it's a festival. Of course they're going to look, you know, a little trashy.
Right.
I'm going to look trashy. You know what I'm saying? 4 days in a tent. That don't mean that my background is, you know what I'm saying, I'm Joe Dirtie. You know what I'm saying? Joe Dirt or whatever. So it was just a misunderstanding. And so I was thinking, like, okay, because of what he said, I'm in the hot seat. And I know he didn't mean anything by it. He ain't that kind of dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He said something fucked up on accident. Just playing around, you know,
around,
you know what I'm saying? He said something that offended my fans, so the fans look at me like, oh, okay, what is Tech going to do? I'm in the hot seat. God damn it, I'm in here doing my job, now I'm in the hot seat because some another nigga said, you know, so on accident. So I'm thinking, well, fuck, if we abort this mission. The beats that are coming in, we're not choosing these beats. He's sending them to us, and we're doing them. As we trust in him. You know, since sending them beats in, we'll just murder them. And that's what we've been doing, from Eco Tripping, from to Down to the Block, to Something to See, Hard Liquor, you know what I'm saying, Sex to the Beat, everything we've just been doing, you know, just as he sends the beat. We don't know what producers they're coming from, you know what I'm saying? We don't know who the producers are. We just taking them like, boom, just knocking them out, man, as they come. So, therefore, if we abort this, all the beats go away, which we wrote everything around these beats. Right. You know what I'm saying? When I write something, I write it to the beat. So if we abort this, the beats are gone. Yeah, we can try to put new beats to them. That's not cool, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like everything falls. Now, then I got to ask myself, what did the fans want? When Who Kid went over there and said, okay, I'm done. We're not doing it. All the fans said, no, we still want it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I cared about. We waited a couple days. After he said that, we stopped for a minute. We stopped for that weekend. And we wanted to see what the fans, because it's all about what the fans think. You know what I'm saying? If they feel like, okay, we don't want Who Kid in our world, da-da-da-da-da, then I would consider that, you know what I'm saying? But I had to look at it broad spectrum. Everybody got something on this, you know what I'm saying? Double XL is into this, you know what I'm saying? Who Kids people is into this? Strange Music is into this. The fans are into this, you know what I'm saying? So if I just abort, everything just falls for no reason, you know what I'm saying? So the fans ultimately said, we want Bad Season. So we told Who Kid, like, the day that we got back on it, that's the day Who Kid said that we wasn't going to do it. And I was like, we was all in a meeting, you know what I'm saying? All my people from, you know what I'm saying, my publicist to, you know, VP of Strange Music West, everybody's there. You know, to RBC is in the house, you know what I'm saying? We all at Strange Music meeting this whole week. So when that said, we all dropped our heads like, whoa, Who Kid don't want to do it? So we called Who Kid, and we said, we still going, brother. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what you want to do? You know what I'm saying? He's like, let's go. Send me a song. And I put it out, you know what I'm saying? Ego Tripping to let everybody know it's still on. So we said, cool. You know what I'm saying? And we're almost done. So they're going to get Bad Season. Fuck all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? He made a mistake and said something that he's used to in his world. He don't know nothing about our world. So my job is to bring him into our world and let Who Kid see what we do live and let them see, let him be in the crowd with our fans and see it as a variety of folks, you know what I'm saying? And if it's some Joe Dirtays in the crowd, so be it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't know. You know, I don't really know how to classify people as white trash just by looking at them. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen millionaires with raggedy ass shoes and raggedy ass shirts, and you know what I'm saying? It's just hard for me to look at a person and say, okay, that's white trash right there.
Well, yeah.
Unless I know these people and know how they live, you know what I'm saying? Right. So he just gotta, you know, come to a Tech N9ne show and see that it's everybody, man. And it's just, I'm not the king of the white trash fans that love me. I'm king of my world, and my world has everybody in it. And soon, Who Cares to know that? But he's good, man. He ain't tripping with nobody, you know what I'm saying? He didn't mean nothing by it. He just speaking something he didn't know at the time.
Right. So,